Those of you who have done youth ministry, you know the classic question that every youth group kid asks their youth pastor.
Yeah.
What is it?
How far is too far?
How far is too far? Yeah. If your parents, you may have got that yet. Some of you are grandparents. So thinking in terms, we've got some single people here. And as much as, you know, we try to get away from that, that question still kind of remains for those of us who are going to do youth ministry or just being parents of kids that are going to be in that age range. Well, what would be some of your thoughts on that wrestling? All right, I'm a single person. I'm in a relationship. I want to stay pure, and I'm wrestling with what's permissible, what's good as far as physical contact, physical intimacy before marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, how far is too far. It's a very revealing question because it's like the child who you say, okay, don't go play on the freeway. Okay, how close can I get to the freeway? Okay, how far can I go? I mean, that's a very legitimate. Okay, so, all right, now I'm going to get as close to the freeway as I can, and I'm going to be playing with a ball by the freeway. Now, I'm not going to go on the freeway, all right? I know I shouldn't go on the freeway, so I'm not going to go on the freeway. We're just going to play catch next to the freeway. But you know what? There's not that many cars. It doesn't look that, you know, kind of dangle my leg over the edge of the freeway there. Next thing I know, a ball squirts out there on the freeway, and I sort of look both ways, and I go in and I grab it, and I come back. Once again, if I continue this behavior, what is the predictable result? Death. Yeah, death. And life and death are actually used by analogy here, but there's an actuality to that death in terms of relational death and spiritual death and emotional death and all of those kinds of things. Okay, so it's as if when a Christian asks, how far is too far, how far can I go? It's like saying, how close can I get to disobeying and dishonoring God? Because I'm going to get just as close as I can. Whoa. Now, I don't mean that everyone who asks that question is being that devious, at least that consciously devious. But, you know, because I asked the question myself, you know, and I want to, because you don't want to stay too far away from that line, right? You just want to, okay, so the answer that I would give, in terms of our desires, that's how we feel. But the answer that, you know, that I would give is, okay, what does God want for me? 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, it is God's will that you be sexually pure, that you abstain from immorality. How far is too far? Too far for a single person and in certain situations for a married person when it's toward anyone else other than their spouse, too far is when my body starts to prepare itself, propelling my mind and actually the chemistry of my body toward that which, were I to actually do it, would be wrong. So if fornication is wrong, if sex outside of marriage is wrong, then when I have reached a point that my body is physically moving that direction, it is being prepared for intercourse when I know that would be wrong to do because God tells me so, at that point, I've already gone too far. I better back off. So everybody has to make that decision. For one person, it may be that they can have a full warm hug with their girlfriend or their boyfriend, and that works for them, and their bodies are not being propelled a direction, you know, that they should not go. But one thing I would say is this, just remember this, is that your body neither knows nor cares that you are a Christian. It will go the way it goes if you permit it to go that way. Don't be relying upon your body to draw a line and back off. That is your responsibility before God. Does that make sense? So I think for that single person, it's like, okay, for one person, that hug will work. For another person, that hug will not work. That hug is going to take them a direction. So in terms of hugs, for a guy and a girl, a side-to-side hug, that's a good hug, you know? Although for some people, that may be too much, okay? But for somebody else, and the other thing you have to ask yourself, and this is, and let me just be very honest, sometimes young women are very naive about this because they think this is fine for me. Well, yeah, it may be just fine for you, but that other person is a guy. Okay, and that guy, you just don't know. You just don't understand. And every guy in the room knows exactly what I'm talking about. Not because we're monsters. That's beside the point. But because we're wired a certain way. And you know what? God created us a certain way. The problem is we're under the fall. Now, I don't mean by that that women don't have sexual temptations. Clearly they do. Women's temptations, and actually I'm glad that this has come up because, you know, I said, you know, we talked a little bit about pornography and the temptation of it. Well, for some women, the equivalent of male pornography is soap operas and romance novels. It isn't always just the as blatant, purely physical form. It can be something else that can lure them away from thoughts of their husband because their husband is not like the romantic man in this novel who is just this way and that way. And he is the equivalent of the airbrushed photograph of the woman. Do you see what I'm saying? Cultivating discontent.